another breath in. And exhale. And a third breath in. And exhale. Good. So we'll start with a little relaxation, starting at the top of your head. Just let it open and soften. And then let that just flow all the way down through your head, face, down through your neck and shoulders. And just start letting things go from the day or from the week. And let the softening continue down your arms and hands. Even shake them out if you want to. And all the way down your chest and belly and your back. Soften all of your internal organs. Good. And continue down through your pelvis and hips. All the way down your legs. Down to your feet. And we'll do a little bit of grounding. Stay really grounded in this plane. So go ahead and send some tree roots or a cord down from the base of your spine or from your feet or both. If you do tree roots, let them go down really deep and spread out, which gives you a nice support and connection to the earth. And let them spread out 360 degrees around you. Also, we will set a tether, which is a cord going, I do it from my lower back, the base of my spine, like the sacrum. I want this cord to attach to something in the room, which always helps you come back from a journey. So you could imagine it wrapping around the couch or the chair or going into the floor like an anchor. And let's just check in with your spiritual connection. So imagine your crown chakra. I like to do a string that goes up into spirit. Yours might look different. You could connect with spirit guides or angels or power animals, any beings that are helpful to you. That might help you on your journey. Great. Now we will, to start the soul retrieval, let's first just imagine going into your soul. Like you're a little you is going to travel, and you're going to travel into your soul. Just imagine or notice where it's located in your body, what it looks like or feels like. It could have a color or a texture or just a feeling, depending on what senses you use more. Just notice anything that you sense. And just walk around in your soul or look around. You can also use any tools that you want. You could shine a flashlight or anything you want to use. Great. So now what we want to do is start inviting any little pieces that are ready to come back, inviting those pieces back into your soul. And so we might think about the space 1 foot around you in all directions. And if you did this a couple weeks ago, you might even want to go out a little bit further. If you feel like there's not that much in that space, see what's different from 2 weeks ago. And if you want to go out further, you can bring more pieces in. So just invite, welcome any little pieces that are ready to come back into your being. Don't forget to look behind you. Bring back stuff that's hanging out behind you in your backspace. And if anything is not ready to come back or feels like it can't, it won't stick or it can't come back, just leave it for now. Good, good. Just keep working. See if there's anything else. We'll spend another minute or two. Let's see if there's anything else. And feel free to ask for guidance at any time. I often like to bring them back on an inhale. Kind of draws them back in. Great. Let's take just a few moments to sort of integrate, let everything settle in, integrate, find its spot. And you might ask if there's anything that needs to be done to help these pieces integrate. And just really welcome, acknowledge, and thank these pieces. These are parts of you that are being reconnected, reunited. just take one more look at your soul. Just notice if anything different. So as you're ready, take a deep breath in and exhale. And just gently start bringing yourself back as you're ready.